Turkey's tightly contested presidential election will go to a runoff later this month. The incumbent, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has a 5-point lead over his main opposition challenger, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, in the first round. Let's get straight to my colleague Sami Zeydan, who's in Istanbul. Sami.
Thank you so much, Adrian. Yes, it was a knife edge and a nail biting first round of voting and vote counting, and it's ended, as you said. Tayyip Erdogan is in the lead, but no candidate has a clear majority, and that puts the opposition candidate in a particularly tough position now because he's behind. Well, we heard from the opposition CHP, as they call them, party, or Republican People's Party. They're vowing to fight on, but they're saying they will accept that this is going to a second round. No dispute there. But it's an uphill task. One of the reasons why, the candidate who came in third place for the presidential race, Sinan Oğan, it's not clear if he will find Kılıçdaroğlu's positions on things like the Kurdish file, on things like the Fethullah Gulen file, to be right-wing enough to win over his endorsement and the support of Sinan Oğan's followers. And Sinan Oğan has been talking about his conditions for an endorsement, saying, hey, you better distance yourself from what he considers to be terrorists. You better commit yourself to expelling Syrian refugees from this country, or don't come and talk to me about an endorsement. Well, I looked back on an intense night of vote counting in which no one candidate emerged with a majority, but two candidates emerged vowing they will get one.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan addressing supporters outside the headquarters of the Justice and Development Party in Ankara. It was his first appearance since the polls closed. He told them he's ready for a runoff.
We have seen that the margin with the closest opponent is more than 2 million votes, and with the final result we will see a wider margin. If our nation has decided to go to a second round, we will respect that decision.
His main challenger, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, leads a six-party opposition alliance that's determined to unseat Erdogan. He urged his supporters to be patient.
Despite his smear campaign against us, Erdogan hasn't gotten the result he wanted. If the first round wasn't enough to receive the mandate, we are going to get it in the runoff election.
Election officials have been counting the votes throughout the night. Third presidential candidate Sinan Oğan has done better than expected. Analysts say he has the potential to be kingmaker.
Oğan is an anti-immigrant, anti-refugee candidate, and I think it's basically a new epoch in Turkish politics, because both sides will court him to get his votes, and they will have to do at least something to satisfy his base and his message.
So far, Oğan is refusing to back either Erdogan or Kılıçdaroğlu.
There will be another difficult 15 days ahead of us, and during this time, if the elections are completed with the current results and go to the second round, we will do our best to make this process a good one for our nation and our country. At this time, we are not saying that we will support one party or the other.
Erdogan has led Turkey for two decades, overseeing growth in trade and foreign investment, as well as ambitious infrastructure development projects. But more recently, he's been criticized for high inflation and the Turkish lira's devaluation to the US dollar. Kılıçdaroğlu says he wants to reform the system of governance and return power to parliament. A runoff vote will now be needed to decide Turkey's future. Sami Zeydan, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.
All right, we can now go to the AK Party headquarters in Ankara, where we have Rasul Sardar standing by live for us. We can find out what the vibe is like there. It was a very bitter, divisive and polarizing fight for the first round. What are AK Party officials signaling in terms of how they're going to fight the second round, Rasul?
Well, Sami, right now, in the building right behind me, which is AK Party's headquarters, President Erdogan is still in a meeting with his A-team. You have seen the ministers, members of the cabinet, arriving one after one and another. And now it has been almost hours that the meeting is still here and underway. So probably this is what we are hearing from people that are getting news from inside, saying that they are working on a strategy for the second round. However, just yesterday at night, after late in the night, once the picture regarding the election results were almost getting clearer, so he has came to Ankara and President Erdogan and delivered a speech to his supporters that were waiting for him, thousands of supporters. And then during his speech, he has already signaled how his strategy is going to shape. So he was focusing on terrorism, fighting on terrorism, and focusing on the advancement that the country has gone through in the last two decades, and also promising a more powerful Turkey, a more assertive Turkey in the international arena. So when you look at this narrative, you will see that it is matching actually the expectations of the nationalist and conservative base of this country. So one thing that we have seen from yesterday's election is that the nationalism and conservatism are on rise. And that's why Erdogan probably is going to build a strategy, build up on this, and probably he's going to more and more address these two segments of the society, nationalists and the conservatives. So that's why he was focusing on the unity, on being powerful, on the continuity and stability of the country. It seems that for the next 2 weeks, we are going to hear a lot of such similar stuff from President Erdogan and his campaign team.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Rasul, because related to that, we've got to talk about the opposition. Does it look like the path ahead for Kılıçdaroğlu is narrow at this point?
That's correct. As the results are being regarded as a success from AK Party, the ruling AK Party, and President Erdogan, on the other hand, for the opposition, actually it's a huge blow, because many of the polls were showing that the leader of the opposition, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, is leading. However, the results have shown the opposite. And now there is a real deep disappointment within the opposition. So let's keep in mind that this is a coalition, six parties, different backgrounds, ideological backgrounds, different stand, and also different approach to many stuff. They had only one common goal, bringing Erdogan down, putting an end to Erdogan's era. And now, as the figures do not show that they are going to win as of now, there's a huge disappointment here. So that's why at first stage, we are being told that the opposition needs to make a damage control, and then they are going to develop their strategies. And so far, there hasn't been that much of the public appearances from the opposition. We have seen just one video from Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu being released on Twitter and saying that he's not going to give up, and he's here, and he's going to fight till the end. However, as I said, it's a fragile coalition, and probably we'll see that President Erdogan also is going to play on that fragility of the opposition. So the biggest task for the opposition now is how to keep together until May 28, which is going to be the day of the second round for the presidential election.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Rasul Sardar there, reporting to us live from Ankara. And as Rasul mentioned, the big challenge ahead of the opposition was how to end Erdogan's rule. The result so far looks far from that kind of scenario. Recep Tayyip Erdogan leading, although he didn't get an outright majority, still faces a challenge to his rule, but he is leading. And let's face it, the ruling coalition as well, when it comes to parliamentary elections, the latest projections show them to be also leading there with 49% of the vote and having a majority of seats already in the parliament, according to the first round results. Technically, fun fact, that vote counting is still going on because there's 0.1% of the vote uncounted, but unlikely to change these projections when that 0.1% comes in. We'll continue to monitor this, but for now I'm going to hand you back to Doha.
Sami Zeydan reporting live from Istanbul. Many thanks, Sami.